Composer William Goldstein has written dozens of scores for film and television, but he now specializes in instant compositions, music made in the moment, something he was so good at, Columbia professors wanted to meet him at the age of 9. Well, he's just released a new album of instant composition collaborations with other musicians, including Grammy-winning guitarist Lawrence Tuber and violinist Lily Hayden. This is a little of their Vilna. William Goldstein's new album is called Collaborative Composition. He joins us now. Welcome.
Wonderful to be with you, Robin.
This has been going on for a long time, this idea of instant compositions.
Well, it was all the rage in the 18th and 19th centuries. Anybody who saw Amadeus saw Mozart sit down at a piano and just wow the kings and queens and princesses. Chopin wrote impromptus, and Franz Liszt used to do the three-note thing. He'd have people write three notes on a piece of paper, put them in a hat, and pass it to the stage. He'd pick out a piece of paper, and he'd create a piece based on the three notes. Mm. And it kind of just disappeared. Actually, I never thought much about it, and I had no idea that my ability to sit and create things in real time were of interest to anybody. And I thought this was something that, you know, all composers could do effortlessly. And it was only in Poland in 2011 at the Transatlantic Festival where I discovered that it was not common amongst my colleagues. It was a wake-up call for me, and it kind of changed my life.
Yeah, no kidding. You now even have a competition. You headed up a jury of people doing this three-note instant composition. I tell you what, let's try it right now. We know you have a piano there.
Yes.
I'll supply, right? Is this what we're going to do? I'll supply the three notes?
Yes, but what I'd really love you to do, Robin, yeah, is to supply three notes that kind of resonate with you.
Oh.
So if you want to sing three notes, or sometimes people give me really odd notes, you know, like to just, you know, what can you do with that? So you can always do something.
Okay.
But it's best if it's something that relates to you.
All right. Well, I think B flat is the most beautiful note, right? So down, 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 that's a B flat. D, F, B flat. D, F, B flat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wonderful. All right.
There's a Copland piece that opens like da, da, da. I mean, it's got that feel to me. Yeah.
Well, I love Copland, and if you're a Copland fan, let's see if a little Copland influence doesn't sneak in here. So I'm going to put the phone down for a second.
Sure.
And
instant composition from William Goldstein. So cool.
That's a bit shorter than I usually do them, but is a radio broadcast.
Well, you know, right? You got my heart. That was like,
oh,
that's my song.
It is.
Do people feel that way? Like, those are my notes.
Yes. And there are a number of YouTube videos on my YouTube channel. There's one, Annika The Nobility of the Human Spirit. There's another one called Carla Picks Three Notes. Small audiences. I've done these in my home, and everybody is very emotional, not only the person who picks the three notes, but you can look around, and the responses are very humbling to me. I don't really understand really what's going on, but it's pretty amazing.
Piece that William Goldstein created for Carla from her three notes, but he also just created one for me. Okay, I gotta ask you.
Have you played that for other people? I mean, are there tricks here?
That's the whole idea of the three notes. You give me three notes because I don't know what you're going to give me, and therefore these pieces are always different.
I understand you started doing this when you were 3 or 4 years old.
Well, that's when I went to the piano and started picking out notes. I never had a formal education. I grew up in a non-musical family, no piano in the home, but my dad was in the hotel business. And during the summer, we lived in the summer hotel in Belmar, New Jersey, and there was a piano in the ballroom. And little Billy used to go over there and start picking out stuff. And by the time I was 8, I'd go to the movies and come back and play things that I'd heard, which is how I ended up at Teachers College, Columbia University, when I was 9. Being interviewed by a wonderful man named Raymond Burroughs, gave my mother all kinds of advice, none of which she took.
Well, 9 years old at Columbia. But on your new album, let's fast forward. You're not playing those three notes thrown out by an audience. You're collaborating with other musicians. Let's listen to a little. This is Lawrence Juber, lead guitar for Paul McCartney in the band Wings. They won a Grammy together. Let's listen to a little of your point and counterpoint. So, William Goldstein, this isn't scripted. You're not looking, you know, at notes. But how is this different that you're playing off each other than, let's say, jazz?
Oh, it's very different. With jazz, you start with an existing composition upon which you improvise, or at least there are chord changes. There's some roadmap. But when I'm doing instant composition or when I'm doing collaborative composition, is starting with nothing and building a structure. We're starting from scratch, so jazz never starts from scratch. If it does, it's very free-form. To my knowledge, I don't know anybody who's been improvising free-form jazz that actually has the elements of composition, which are developed motifs and what you would recognize. But what's interesting here is I didn't think collaborative composition was possible at all until a really good friend of mine, Jim DePasquale, who was on the album, came to me after I did my first couple of solo piano improvised composition albums and said, hey, we should try this together. And I said, try this together? It's not possible. How's anybody going to follow me? I don't know where I'm going when I'm doing this. I'm sort of in a zone, and I don't want to be distracted. And he said, well, let's try it. We did, and it was rough going at first, but then magic started happening. Somehow I'm able to spin out structures. As in jazz, they hear a motif and they repeat it, or they come up with a melodic line themselves that I repeat. And essentially we're having a simultaneous dialogue.
Yeah. So that's the collaborative composition. Back to the, you know, just the instant composition,
yes.
The three notes. What's the strangest notes you've gotten?
Well, there's something that was filmed in Krakow, Poland, a three-note challenge. A gentleman who won a contest, he picked three really ridiculous notes. I think it was something like, you know, and what are you going to do with that? Very, very, very unpleasant.
That was tough, but you took the challenge. William Goldstein, doing instant compositions. People throw out three notes. He comes up with a song, and his new album is Collaborative Composition, doing the same kind of just building a song as it goes with well-known musicians. We'll link you up to all these YouTube videos at hearnow.org. Bill, William Goldstein, thank you so much.
Robin, thank you so much. Real pleasure.
And I can't believe I cried when I heard this. My three notes. It's here now.